Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Today, we are going to be looking at something that we don't always focus on directly in a framework, which is the living imam as depicted in the Holy Quran and then referred to by hadiths too. As we all know, the living imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, of course, is one of the greatest realities of the world, not just in the Shia faith, but in many religions who are waiting for a savior. So today we will go back to the Holy Quran because it always serves as a reminder and a rooter to our faith and our belief when we hear the words of Allah in conjunction with the topic. In the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya, which is chapter 21 and verse 105, we read, "And certainly we wrote in the book after the reminder that as for the land, my righteous servants shall inherit it." Commenting on this verse, our fifth Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said, "The true examples of the righteous ones are Imam Mahdi and his companions." However, that is not the only verse of the Quran that talks about the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. According to Ayatollah Qumi in his Tafsir, Volume 2, in Surah Hud, verse 86, we read, "What remains with Allah is better for you, if you are believers." Talking about this verse, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "When Imam Mahdi appears, he will incline against the wall of the Kaaba, and his first words will be, 'I am the remnant of Allah's Hujjah on his earth. I am his Caliph and Hujjah over you.' And anyone who greets him must say, 'A remnant of Allah's Hujjah on his earth. Peace be upon you.'" So these today were two verses of the Holy Quran and the corresponding traditions of our Imams, peace be upon them, for the reappearance of the Qa'im. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.